Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. Today we're diving into something super important, those moments when anxiety hits like a runaway train and your mind starts spinning faster than a top. You know that feeling? When you're suddenly overwhelmed, your heart races, and your thoughts feel impossible to control. Well, fear not, because I'm here to equip you with some powerful grounding techniques that can help you regain control, calm the storm within, and get back on track. Think of grounding techniques as your mental anchors. When anxiety tries to pull you under, these techniques bring you back to the present moment, helping you feel centered and in control again. And trust me, learning these is like having a secret weapon in your anxiety-busting arsenal. Now, let's get down to 5 key takeaways that will change the way you handle those anxious moments. 1. Sensory awareness is your superpower. One of the most effective grounding techniques involves engaging your senses. It's all about bringing your attention to what you can see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now. Look around your surroundings, notice the colors, shapes, and textures. Listen for sounds, birds chirping, traffic rumbling, or music playing. Really savor a cup of tea or coffee, feel the warmth in your hands, the aroma filling the air, and the taste on your tongue. It's amazing how focusing on these simple things can instantly shift your focus away from anxious thoughts. 2. The power of 5-4-3-2-1. This is a classic grounding technique that's super easy to remember. Take a moment to identify 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. It might sound simple, but it's incredibly effective at bringing your attention back to the present moment and calming racing thoughts. 3. Mindful breathing, your inner oasis. Deep, slow breaths are like magic for anxiety. When you feel overwhelmed, take a few moments to focus on your breath. Inhale deeply through your nose, feeling your chest and belly expand. Exhale slowly through your mouth, releasing tension with each breath. This simple practice can help calm your nervous system and bring a sense of peace. 4. Move your body, shake it out. Sometimes, the best way to deal with anxiety is to get your body moving. Go for a walk, do some stretches, or even just dance around your living room. Physical activity releases endorphins that have mood-boosting effects and can help clear your mind. 5. Find your happy place, visualization power. Close your eyes and imagine yourself in a place where you feel truly relaxed and content. It could be a beach, a forest, or even just your favorite comfy chair. Engage all your senses, visualize the sights, sounds, smells, and textures of this peaceful haven. This visualization technique can help soothe your anxious mind and create a sense of calm. Now, let me tell you about a time when I really needed to put these techniques into practice. I was giving a presentation at work, and suddenly, my heart started racing, my palms got sweaty, and my mind went blank. Instead of panicking, I took a deep breath, focused on the faces in the audience, and visualized myself calmly delivering the presentation. I used the 5-4-3-2-1 technique to ground myself in the present moment, noticing the lights above me, the texture of the podium, and the sounds of the room. You know what? It worked. I finished the presentation successfully, feeling calm and confident throughout. So remember, grounding techniques aren't just about managing anxiety, they're about cultivating a sense of presence and awareness in your everyday life. They empower you to respond to stressful situations with calmness and clarity, rather than reacting impulsively. These practices are powerful tools, you can start using them right now. Pay attention to your senses, practice mindful breathing, visualize calming scenes, and remember that even when anxiety hits, you have the power to regain control. Take a few deep breaths, ground yourself in the present moment, and know that you've got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit from these grounding techniques. Together, let's create a world where anxiety doesn't rule our lives. Join me again tomorrow for another episode of Overthinking Cure, where we keep things real, keep things positive, and keep those anxieties at bay.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.